Let's get one thing straight from the start. The suicide bombings against Israeli civilians are monstrous and barbaric. But Israel's invasion of Palestinian territories is equally barbaric. Worse, it's an overreaction, a brutal collective punishment for the deeds of a minority of Palestinians. For Americans, the rising storm of violence should be a lesson in how not to run foreign policy. You can attribute the inferno in the Middle East in no small part to the self-absorbed, simplistic way the Bush administration has been dealing with the crisis. As a result, furious anti-American and anti-Israeli street protests are becoming a threat to Arab governments allied with the United States and a threat to the U.S. itself. Unless George Bush can belatedly pull a rabbit out of his hat, Islamic rage could lead to the emasculation or overthrow of Arab governments the U.S. needs in the war on terrorism. It could radicalize the Arab population against the United States to a degree Osama bin Laden could not have imagined on September 11. It could also lead, as Tom Friedman of the New York Times says, to the introduction of suicide bombings as a fact of American life. How on earth did we get to this point? First, the Bush White House stubbornly refused to curb Israel's overreaction to Palestinian suicide bombers. Bush bought Ariel Sharon's line and insisted he would do nothing until Arafat, and Arafat alone, stopped the suicide bombings. But Israeli tanks had trapped Arafat inside his compound. Arafat had lost support to hardline groups who were taking credit for the bombings. In short, Bush made a ceasefire hostage to Arafat's most violent rivals, and the violence took on the look of war. In the midst of all of this, Bush tried to line up Arab leaders behind a military assault on Iraq. Talk about hubris. Here was the United States, Israel's biggest financial backer, trying to serve its own purposes while Israel was destroying Arab interests in the West Bank. No deal, the Arab leaders said, unsurprisingly. Suddenly, Bush became engaged. He demanded that Israel get out of the West Bank. Well, better late than never, I suppose. But if Bush's change of heart is merely seen as an attempt to facilitate an attack on Saddam Hussein, how can the United States be an effective broker for Middle East peace? This is Les O'Coin.